from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Alice. Today we're looking at a very important part of word building, suffixes.
Suffixes. We'll look at what they are, what they mean, and how to use them.
There'll be a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a top tip for learning vocabulary.
So, to start off, we're going to listen to Andrea and Steve, who work in a bank. They have just interviewed two people who want to work there.
And here's a question to think about while you listen. Who did Andrea and Steve like best? The first person or the second person?
Who did they like best? Let's find out.
What do you think then, Steve?
Well, the first one was very excitable. He kept laughing and speaking fast.
Perhaps it was just nervousness, but there's no room for that in this business.
No. Now, I thought the second interviewee seemed a bit more responsible.
Yes, she did. Very important when dealing with money. And she was polite.
Politeness is essential in this job.
Absolutely. Well, I think we both know which one is more employable.
So, that's Steve and Andrea, and we asked you, who did they like best?
And the answer is, they definitely liked the second person best. The second one was polite and responsible. The first one was a bit too excitable.
That's right, and excitable is a key word in the show today because it ends in a suffix.
Now, in the world of vocabulary, a suffix is a group of letters that you can add to the end of a word to change its form or meaning or both.
For example, the word excitable has the suffix able, spelt A-B-L-E. Now, able makes verbs into adjectives, and we use able words to say that a subject can do something, is able to do something, or that they behave in a particular way.
Yes. So, if we take the verb excite, add the suffix able, we can say that the first interviewee was excitable, meaning he can get very excited.
And the second one was responsible. Now, that's responsible with able, spelt I-B-L-E this time. She can be trusted to do the right thing. And that's why she was more employable. Now, that's able with an A again. Now, for another suffix. Andrea and Steve talked about two interviewees. The suffix E, spelt E-E, makes a noun which means the person who receives an action.
For example, if you add E to interview, you get the person who receives an interview, an interviewee.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about suffixes. Our final suffix for today is ness, spelt N-E-S-S. Adding ness to an adjective makes a noun.
That's right. And interviewee number one suffered from nervousness, the noun form of nervous.
But number two understood the importance of politeness, the noun form of polite. Is politeness important to you, Alice?
Oh, yes, Finn. Politeness is very important to me.
I think you're very polite.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, let's listen to today's suffixes and words again.
The first one was able, with an A, A-B-L-E.
Excitable, employable.
Able, with an I, I-B-L-E.
Responsible.
E, E-E.
Interviewee.
Ness. N-E-S-S.
Nervousness, politeness.
Excellent. And now it's time for our quiz. Choose the correct suffix to complete the final words in these two sentences. Ready? Number one. The most important thing to me is my family's A. Happy. B. Happyable. C. Happiness.
Well, this one is the noun form of happy, so it's C, happiness.
Yes. Number two. I'm learning how to do this job. I'm A, trainee, B, trainable, C, trainless.
Right, so you're receiving training, so you're a trainee.
Well done if you got those right.
And that brings us almost to the end of today's programme.
Yes, almost. But before we go, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. If you use an online dictionary, type a hyphen or a dash into the search box and then type in any of today's suffixes. The dictionary will give you a list of words that end with your suffix.
You know, that's a really good tip.
Yeah.
I think I might try that.
Yeah, go
right
on.
After the programme. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.